listening to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here, Director of First Aid Training and Health Education Company Health First. I'm lucky in that I've never had a cold sore, despite the fact that my mother and some of my siblings have suffered. It's herpes simplex virus type 1 that causes the majority of cold sores, and you usually get your first one as a child, the virus usually being passed on by close contact and kisses from a family member with a cold sore. You may have little in the way of symptoms at the time of your first infection, but the problem with the herpes simplex type 1 virus is that once you become infected with it, it remains dormant and inactive in the nerve endings around your mouth, and it stays there for life. Intermittently, the virus can become active again, and you can have a cold sore outbreak. You'll typically feel a tingling or itching sensation around your mouth a few hours or days before the cold sore blister starts to develop. The blister contains fluid, and it can weep and can be very painful for a few days before it finally scabs over. Some people find that there are various things that can trigger a cold sore outbreak. For example, if they're run down or stressed. For a woman, if it's the time of the month. If you're unwell for another reason. Or in some people, an outbreak can actually be triggered by being out in the sun. Before it's dried out and scabbed over, your cold sore is very infectious to others. So avoid kissing or skin contact, especially with small babies and people who have a suppressed immune system for whatever reason. You should also be meticulous in your hand washing and keep a towel for yourself at home. If you're a contact lens wearer, then it's very important that if you have a cold sore outbreak, you wash your hands before you touch your contact lenses. If herpes virus infection gets into your eye, this can be very serious. There are various treatments that you can use for cold sores. Simple painkillers by mouth, such as paracetamol or ibuprofen, may be helpful. And painkilling gels can also be bought in pharmacies. But be careful when you apply these, that you dab the gel on the cold sore rather than rubbing it in. The rubbing may damage the blister and spread the virus to the surrounding skin. Most people have heard about the antiviral cream acyclovir, Zovirax being its trade name. This cold sore treatment can be bought with no prescription in pharmacies in Switzerland, but it should be started as soon as you feel the tingling or itching sensation, so before the blisters appear. Unfortunately, it has little effect on existing blisters. If you're using it, you need to apply the cream 5 times a day for 5 days. Again, dabbing the cream on rather than rubbing it in is important. Some people have also had good results from a special narrow-band light treatment. Ask your pharmacist for more information. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.